Jair Bolsonaro posts raw ICU footage of recovery after 12-hour surgery. By Christian K. Caruso on April 17, 2025. Conservative former president of Brazil Jair Bolsonaro on Wednesday published a video on social media showing his recovery process following an emergency 12-hour surgery on Sunday. Bolsonaro was attending a political rally in the state of Rio Grande do Norte last week when he was urgently admitted to a hospital in the city of Natal upon experiencing severe abdominal pain. Doctors determined that he was suffering from adhesion reflexes, a consequence of several surgeries he has been subject to ever since surviving an assassination attempt in 2018. The former president was urgently transferred to the DF Star Hospital in the capital city of Brasilia and underwent a complex surgery on Sunday to treat an intestinal subocclusion. Although the surgery was a success, Dr. Claudio Birolini, chief of the surgical team, explained that the problem has not been 100% resolved. New abdominal adhesions will form, and recovery will be slow. Bolsonaro has remained in the hospital's intensive care unit, ICU, since Sunday. On Wednesday, Bolsonaro published a video of him bandaged and walking through the corridors of the DF Star Hospital with the assistance of local staff and introducing nursing technician Cassio Diniz Almeida as the guy behind my recovery here in the hospital. On a separate social media post on Wednesday, Bolsonaro announced that he remains hospitalized in the ICU undergoing post-operative monitoring. The former president thanked God for progressing well clinically and without major pain, bleeding, or serious complications. I have already started respiratory and motor physiotherapy sessions, and I am walking, even though I have limitations outside of bed, Bolsonaro's message read. There is still no forecast for discharge from the ICU, and I remain under medical advice not to receive visitors, except from family members, at this still delicate time. I sincerely thank you for all the prayers, messages and affection from all of you. We remain strong, with faith and confidence in our recovery, he continued. In a post on Thursday, Bolsonaro disclosed that his clinical evolution has been positive and that he does not feel any more pain. Bolsonaro added that laboratory tests indicate an improvement in his condition, which gives me more encouragement and hope every day. Bolsonaro also said that the chances of complications reduce as the post-surgery progress continues each day. I'm still fasting orally, with exclusive parenteral nutrition, and I'm dedicated to my treatment responsibly, Bolsonaro said. Today, I will continue with a program of motor physiotherapy, sitting and walking out of bed, and respiratory physiotherapy, important stages for my recovery. On medical advice, I'm still not receiving visitors, and there's currently no forecast for my discharge from the ICU. I would like to stress that all the measures are being taken with great care, always with a view to my health and the peace of mind of my family and those who are rooting for me, he continued. I would like to thank everyone from the bottom of my heart for their love, prayers, and respect at this delicate time. The failed 2018 assassination attempt left Bolsonaro facing recurring health complications that have called for further hospitalizations, new medical procedures, and several subsequent surgeries. Bolsonaro's medical team described Sunday's emergency surgery as the most complex one since September 2018, when a Brazilian man identified as Bispo da Oliveira stabbed Bolsonaro during a presidential campaign rally, causing significant internal damage. Da Oliveira, identified as a once-registered member of the Socialism and Liberty Party, PSOL, would later claim that he was commanded by God to kill Bolsonaro. Bolsonaro stands accused by the nation's top court, the Supreme Federal Tribunal, STF, of allegedly conspiring with several dozen others to poison radical leftist President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva and stage a coup and override the results of the 2022 presidential election, which Bolsonaro narrowly lost. STF has not set up a date for the trial at press time. If found guilty of all charges in the yet-to-be-scheduled trial, Bolsonaro, 70, could face up to 39 years in prison. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.